Making dinner. I'm making our favorite turkey stuffed with French fries.
Did we ever have turkey stuffed with French fries?
Never, but can't you just taste it?
I have an idea. Why don't you make dinner on your play stove, okay?
Because I'm not making play dinner. I'm making real food for real people.
Sweetie, you're really not old enough to cook.
Yes, I am. I'm almost 5.
That's still too young.
I'm always too young. When I grow up, I'm going to make turkey stuffed with French fries for the whole world, and I'm going to do whatever I want.
Well, you know, nobody gets to do whatever they want.
The president does.
Well, you're not the president, okay?
Maybe not now, but when I am, watch out!
All right, let's get serious now, okay?
All right.
Okay, can a representative win an election without the popular vote?
If a candidate's not popular, why waste everybody's time running?
All right, come on, answer the question.
All right. Those who know that only the president can.
All right.
Now, here's one right back at you.
Wait, that's my favorite part.
No, girlfriend, come on. Now, we got to stay in the study mode or we're never going to get through this.
All right, come on, I'm ready.
All right. Now, Miss Tucker, who is the Speaker of the House?
In this house, Dr. Huxtable.
Come on, girl, I'm serious.
Oh, you didn't say which house. All right. Thomas Foley. Oh. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
No.
Do you know what state he's from?
He's from Washington State, and he happens to be a Democrat.
Go ahead with your bad self.
Well, I may be bad, but together we are academically dangerous. Hello, Harvard? Wait a minute. Hold on. I got a bigger college on the other line.
Oh, go ahead and speak to him. I told Princeton we'd get back to them.
Oh, okay. Say, Harvard, why don't you pick a number and get in line behind Spelman?
All right. Okay, what's next?
The three branches of the government, if that's in your body of knowledge.
It is, and it's about to come out of my mouth. Legislative, they create the laws. Judicial, they interpret the laws. And executive,
they ignore the laws.
Oh, it's getting a little quiet in here.
Well, girlfriend, I can't let you dance alone. Now our brains can really jam. Oh,
what, the latest dance steps?
No, American history, government.
Oh, excuse me, we out of potato chips.
So, Pam, how are you doing in history anyway?
Oh, well, my last test, I got low C.
That's probably because the studying you're doing is harder on your legs than it is on your brain.
Funny.
Well, when do you start studying for a test anyway?
When I have to, the night before. That way it's fresh, and I don't have to keep it in my brain any longer than necessary.
I use that line, too. And I also got C's when I studied with my friends. We listened to music, played around, shoot a few hoops. It was fun, but it sure wasn't fun bringing those grades home.
Are you trying to tell me I should study without the music?
And maybe without other people, too.
That's no fun. That's the only time we get to catch up on current events and learn the latest dance steps. Besides, you know, when one of us gets the right answer, we congratulate each other.
Oh, come on. You could do that alone. I mean, when I'm by myself and I get the right answer, I give myself a high five. You know, hey, Theo. Way to go, Theo. And if I'm doing really well, I start dancing with myself. Go, Theo. Go, Theo. Go, Theo. Go, Theo.
Go, Theo. Don't you feel a little silly?
Not when I'm pulling in the B-plus average, no.
Sure. Like I could get a B-plus average just by studying alone.
Well, you can. Look, if you want, I can give you some study tips that really helped me along the way.
Charmaine, Theo wants to give us some study tips.
Ooh, study tips from a college man. I feel smarter already.
All right, bet. Now, for starters, no music, all right? No food, no talking.
Well, I do that at home. I mean, Pam and I study together so we can hang out and have fun.
You mean when you leave here, you go home and study some more?
Yeah, don't you?
No, I always thought you were getting those grades because you were really smart.
I am. I'm smart enough to know that after I study here, I better study some more at home.
Excuse me.
Pam, it opened the way for a lot more African Americans to be elected to public office.
Excellent. What other impact did the Voting Rights Act of 1965 have? Go ahead, Herman.
It had an economic impact.
Yes, very good.
Thank you very much.
How? Lance? Hello?
Oh, my hand wasn't up.
Well, why don't you give it a try?
They probably had more jobs available.
All right, Lance.
Thank you very much.
Why, Charmaine?
Because there was a fairer distribution of municipal contracts.
Yes, very good. Stay in your seats. I'll have your test.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get mine later. You know, I just came off that right answer, so I don't want to spoil it.
Lance, stay right where you are.
I thought you'd like me.
I like you. It's my red pen that doesn't.
What'd you get, dude?
Mind your business. You don't see me looking over your shoulder.
Oh, that's all right, man. I got an A minus.
You got a minus, all right, with a D in front of it.
Wonderful improvement, Pam.
Thank you. Dr. Ride and let me off. That's a B. That's three B's in a row, girl.
Yeah, let me off that ride, too, because I don't know how long I can stay on it.
Well, I do. Just keep putting in that extra study time.
Oh, I'll tell you how she did it. She was looking at my paper. Yeah, whatever you put down, she put down the opposite.
So what you gonna do with all these B's, Pam?
I don't know, but it looked good on my record.
Your record? Oh, don't tell me you're thinking about college.
Well, why not? My girlfriend here is definitely college material.
Now, how's she gonna get to college? Look, Pam, you're living in the Huxtable house, but you don't have Huxtable money, honey.
Hey, there are scholarships, man.
You play football, Pam?
No, I do not play football. And who said I was going to college anyway?
And she didn't say she wasn't either. Don't let them bother you, Pam. They're just saying the first dumb thing that comes into their heads, which is usually followed by the second dumb thing. Look, I'll see you later. I gotta go to my trigonometry class.
Oh, let me escort you, because I don't like the way some of them trig guys been looking at your hypotenuse.
Oh, Lance, you're so jealous. I love it.
Hey, a lot of people are smart enough to go to college, but it don't mean that they're going.
Now see, there you go, Cinderella. Before you know it, your mom's gonna be coming home, and you're gonna have to move out of that Huxtable castle back into that two-room pumpkin.
Now I remember why I stopped going with you. Your good sense gets lost between your brain and your mouth.
Now, see, that's okay. I understand why you're lashing out on me like this. Because you know that I'm telling the truth.
Rent a video.
Can't afford it.
What are you talking about? It's on special. You can't afford $1.49?
Not if I want to go to college.
You know what college that costs $1.49? Listen, I hear what you're saying, girlfriend, but I do not understand what you're talking about.
You know, I don't know why I work so hard to get good grades for college. I can't afford it anyway.
Well, you'll find a way. You always do. I mean, you're a survivor. You're resourceful. You're tough.
Me, are you kidding?
No, of course you are. This is Charmaine you're talking to, okay? The same Charmaine that watched you stand up to Vonzella Hardy when we were 10 years old, and she tried to take our lunch money for her cigarette habit.
You stood up to her with me.
No, I stood up to her behind you. Didn't you hear my knees knocking?
Well, I wasn't giving up my lunch money. I happen to like lunch.
You almost had Vonzella for lunch.
I just did what I had to do.
You're always doing what you have to do. Like when your grandmother got sick, and your mother had to leave and take care of her, there you were, thrown in with people you hardly knew. You know how I would have been in this house with these perfect people? Honey, I would have sat so still, they would have thought I was a piece of the furniture.
Charmaine, you make yourself at home anywhere. If they put you in a lion's den, you would have them in there trying on your jewelry.
I can be charming in difficult situations. But you're good at the important stuff. Like, remember those skates?
What skates?
Remember those new shoe skates that we wanted, but we couldn't afford them? I gave up. But you didn't. You went down to that store and talked that guy into holding a pair for a week for 50. 50 cents down. You said them skates got my name on them.
Yeah, I remember.
You went to the store and ran errands for people. You delivered coffee to the barbershop. And you even delivered pizzas to the pool hall.
That's right. And the next week, I was skating.
Honey, you are Pam Tucker, super student who works, goes to school, get good grades, and still have time to hang out with Charmaine.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, I can do it. Yeah, thanks, Charmaine.
I'm just calling them as I see them.
Right. And when I go to college, I'll study what? I don't know what I want to be. Do you know what you want to be?
Yeah, I intend to be a dental technician. Unless I become a flight attendant first. Then again, telephone repair women do make good money.
Make a choice.
Well, wait, there's more.
Now, you don't know what you want to be either.
Well, so? So I don't have a clue. So what?
How are we supposed to know anyway?
I don't know. I guess you have to be hit with some kind of inspiration or something. Did it hit you yet?
Ooh. What you doing, Sporty Odie?
Making my own flag.
Your own flag, huh?
Yes. When I grow up, I'm going to be president.
President?
Yes, president gets to do anything she wants.
I see.
She gets to make turkey stuff with french fries. And gets to stay up real, real late, too.
How late does she get to stay up?
About when the dishwasher goes off.
That happens to be the time that I fall asleep also.
And there's one thing the president does, too.
What?
She tucks everyone in who voted for her.
So if I vote for you?
If you vote for me. Tuck, tuck, tuck.
You have my vote.
Deal.
All right. Now, what are we drawing here?
A flag.
A flag?
Yeah.
Well, where's my paper?
This is your paper.
Oh, I want
a
flag.
Get one crown, I'm and gonna this do... is our flag.
No, not our flag. I want to do my own flag.
Okay, then we'll turn it over.
Turn the paper. Okay. But there's something already on this side.
Would you do your flag right there?
My flag will be... No, come on. My flag will be smaller. I want a big flag. No, I'm going to do a flag bigger than your flag because you... I'll be a bigger pres... No! You're wrong. Come on, now. Come on. You can't do... These are my crayons. Now, hey, come on. Now, this will be my flag, and these... I don't want any stars.
Now, read the chapters on the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt's first term in office. And there may be a quiz on it.
Hold it. Last time you said there was going to be a quiz, there wasn't. And I wasted all my time reading that stuff.
Well, you're just going to have to waste your time again, darling.
So, Pam, you want to study for this one together?
No, we have a system. Remember, we study alone.
Yeah, let's not mess with success.
There they go. The B sisters.
In case you haven't heard, Pam got an A- on her last biology test.
Oh, wow. Now, that's money in the bank. But anybody want to tell me the last biologist that was drafted into the NBA?
Yeah, I never heard anybody say, thank you, biology, for my new car.
No, I got to say because I wanted to, not because I was thinking what it could get for me.
Oh, well, excuse me, Miss Einstein.
Pam, don't even waste your breath on them. To them, A is not a grade. It's just the first letter in the alphabet.
Sounds like my baby is challenging you guys.
It sounds like she's challenging you, too.
Is that right?
If the grade fits. Oh, Pam, did you notice an absence of ooh when I said something very clever?
Are you trying to tell me that I can't get an A anytime I want to?
I'm telling you, you couldn't get an A if you made up the test yourself.
Ooh. Miss Hobbs.
Yes?
Isn't it true that you can be successful without going to college?
Sure you can, Arthur.
Now, see, there you go. Now, check it. I got six brothers and sisters, so ain't no way I'm going to college. But I got a part-time job now, and when I get out of school, I'll be a full-time driver. In a year's time, I have my own truck. And by the time you get out of school, I have a whole fleet of them trucks. And if you're nice to me, Pam, I might let you answer my phone.
Where you gonna keep a fleet of trucks in the projects, brother?
that's a very good idea, Arthur, but every good business person needs a plan.
I just told you my plan.
Sit down, Arthur. That was not a plan. That was an aspiration. What you want to do requires long-term financial planning. You need to learn more about business loans and accounting and personnel.
So you have to study whether you go to college or not.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not thinking about going to college either, but I'm going to get a good job. I intend on being a landscaper at Central Park.
Oh, I know you like flowers, Hermit.
Yes, I have many plans of beautifying this city. A peaceful place for everybody, especially kids and old people, you know.
Yo, but check it, you gotta learn how to do that too. Ain't nobody gonna let you beautify nothing if you ain't got no training.
I know that. That's why I'm gonna get a job at the Parks Department and work my way up to it.
But first, you have to pass a civil service exam.
So you have to study too. Welcome to the club.
Ain't nothing to it. I can do it.
Look, there are a lot of opportunities out there, and they don't all require college.
And you don't have to sell hamburgers either.
No, you don't. You could sell chicken or tacos or something.
Man.
Just a little fast food humor. Hey, yo, Pam, if you want to go to college, I think that's cool. You got my full support.
Thank you.
Lance, won't you tell everybody what you want to do?
Sweetie.
You keep it a secret from us?
Yeah, come on, tell us about it.
Lance wants to be an architect. He's going to design our dream house.
Do I hear laughter?
That's wonderful, Lance. But to be an architect, you have to do well in mathematics, physics, and drawing.
And Lance, my man, from your grades, it seems that you are doing very little mathematics. And I'm not saying you're not going to pass physics, but if you are, you should be taking it.
See, I'm just starting to gear up on my big academic push.
Yeah, but check it. The last time I saw you draw something was in the seventh grade, and I believe it was a Sherman tank.
A tank? I hope you don't think we're gonna live in a tank.
No, baby, see, all of my ideas are up here.
Well, you better get some of those ideas up there down on some paper.
Next semester, I'm gonna take physics. And I told you I was going to draw something. I'm going to draw that house that I told you I was going to draw. Y'all wait till y'all see the rotunda.
Rotunda, yeah.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I thought you said this thing was self-cleaning.
It is, darling. And yourself is cleaning it.
Hey. Hi, Memphis.
How you doing?
Hi.
Well, how was school today?
It was good. It was good. You know, me and some of my friends were talking with Miss Hobbs about our futures, and she said that if we wanted to go to college, there were a lot of options available.
She's right, there are.
You know, when I first came here, you people didn't look all that good to me. But you welcomed me, made me feel at home, gave me curfew, gave me some powerful connections. You still didn't look all that good to me. But now that my vision's starting to clear up, he's starting to look pretty nice. And just in case I do decide to go to college, I'm studying.
She's trying to get into college. She can't even get out of the door.
Yeah. Well, dear, if she's gonna go to college, how's she gonna pay for it?
Oh, that's the least of her worries.
No, I beg your pardon?
You silly, she'll work.
She's gonna work.
She can work like I did. She can work in the post office like I did.
Dear, you worked in the post office during the Christmas holidays.
Sweetheart, where there's a will, there's a way. You know that.
Well, how is she going to pay for the college, dear?
All she needs is the will.
Well, somebody's got to make up their mind that we're going to pay for her to go to college. I mean, working in the post office, hat checking, and those are fine little incidental things. But you know, she didn't say community college.
She didn't say she wanted you to pay for it either.
No, but she told us that she was studying hard, and I didn't like you all in the beginning, but I like you now, like she's doing us a favor. Well, I don't think I like her now. I'm just saying, let's make up our minds now. Are we going to pay for this or not? Don't give me that about the post office, because you were the only one look cute in the post office. As a man, speaking of post office, why don't we play that?